Hello again, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. My special guest today is from Arizona, Park Howell. He is a 35 plus year veteran of the brand marketing game, guys, and he ran his own agency. The agency is called Park and Company for 20 years. He began teaching leadership storytelling 15 years ago. So guys, you know he's going to bring the knowledge to us today. Park has spent 5 years, my friends, as an adjunct storytelling professor for Arizona State University's Executive Master for Sustainability Leadership Program. That's impressive. So right now, Park consults, he teaches, he coaches, and he speaks internationally, helping leaders like you excel through stories that you tell. Okay. Park is so popular, my friends, that he has a Business of Story podcast, which FeedSpot named the number one business storytelling podcast for 2022. And my friends, it is ranked among the top 10% of download podcasts in the world. Okay. Park, you are giving me goals to strive for. Okay. Park Howell, welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. How are you, my friend?
Oh, buddy, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can't wait to talk about how to sell more by saying yes with the ABT narrative framework. Now, I want you to tell me, what exactly is the ABT narrative framework? What is ABT? And how does
Well,
this work?
yeah, Claudine, I've been studying story for now over 20 years, and I first learned about it from Hollywood and the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell, those 17 steps of the hero's journey of the monomyth. And I realized that, boy, you could apply those to business big time. And I was kind of surprised people hadn't already done that. And so I did, and I created something called the 10-step story cycle system. And it works incredibly well, but is kind of complicated. And so I've written a book called Brand Bewitchery that's been out. In fact, I've been reading the book on my podcast as of late, even though it's been out for 3 years. The book itself, people kept asking for that audio version of it, right? And I thought, man, I don't want to spend 16 hours in a recording studio doing that with nothing to show until finally getting the book out. So I decided I'm going to record each episode and or each chapter, make an episode out of it. So that's what I've been doing with my podcast. People can learn about it there. But as I started teaching it and training it, I realized that people needed a simpler way to be able to use story that didn't take a lot of story theory, because a lot of people just don't care about the story theory. They're like, how can you make me a better communicator using storytelling quickly and easily? Something that I know. So I came across this narrative framework called the and, but, therefore, the ABT. And I found it in a book called Connection: Hollywood Storytelling Meets Science. And it was written by Dr. Randy Olson, a good friend of mine now. He is a Harvard PhD evolutionary biologist, turned USC Film School grad filmmaker. And he now has written, I think, 8 books teaching scientists and academics how to communicate their big ideas by simplifying them using this narrative framework of the and, but, therefore, something he learned from Hollywood as well. So over the past decade, while he's been teaching it to the science and academic world, and I've been a part of that teaching, he and I have kind of developed the ABT together. I've translated it to the business world, and it's had huge impact. And what it is, this and but therefore basically represents the three forces of story, of setup, problem resolution, or if you want to take it a little bit deeper, agreement, contradiction, consequence. Now, Claudine, why agreement, contradiction, and consequence is so important is because it speaks directly to our subconscious primal limbic brain. And that brain is our problem-solving, decision-making center. It's all happening in the background. And if we are communicating with it and bombarding it with a bunch of bullets and features and functions and data and numbers, it shuts off because it can't understand that information unless we place it into the context of a problem solution scenario or a story setup problem resolution. That, in a nutshell, is what the and but therefore is all about.
Fantastic. So, you know, it almost goes back to when we were in, as you know, kids, when we're in kindergarten or first grade, when they tell us the process of storytelling, right? It feels like it goes back to that. You know, you have a problem, you know, and then you try to figure out, or even with a movie, there's always a three-step part, right? There's the problem, there's the climax, and then there's the resolution, right? So similar to that, but of course, even better, the way that you portrayed in Brand Bewitchery, your book. So, you know, why does this work, Park? The and it but works. Therefore.
Narrative. Yeah, it works because it enables the storyteller to find that singular narrative. So we're not going on and on about all these different narratives that are happening around us that our brains just can't consume. And as I had mentioned, the limbic brain is this pattern-seeking, cause and effect, problem-solving, decision-making mechanism. It does not want to be confused because it is like the center of our survival. That limbic brain has really one goal, one job, and that is the survival of our being. So it is constantly scanning the environment, trying to determine, is there a threat out there? Is there something I need to fight or flight? Or is there a potential opportunity? Is there food right around the corner? It's scanning this in a survival mode. What happens in this day and age of completely overwrought communication? I mean, we are bombarded with a cacophony of communication, and people are just online, just blasting us with nonsense. Well, this limbic brain, the same brain that basically helped our ancestors navigate and survive the savannah, has not appreciably changed. And it's the same brain we are trying to use to navigate and survive this onslaught of communication and make meaning out of this madness. And if we don't communicate using this basic structure of story, set up problem resolution, then that limbic brain just bats it away, says, I don't have time to burn energy on that. I need clarity now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I talk about agreement, contradiction, consequence, Claudine. Let's talk about that for a second. So in business, or say maybe you're trying to create the brand for your organization, here's how you do that using the and but therefore, because you can use it not only as a storytelling tool, but as a strategy tool. And every strategy, if you think about it, and you were talking before we went on here that you are looking to scale your business, right? So that's a strategy. But in order to enact that strategy, you have to have a problem that you want to overcome. So what is the problem that you are overcoming by scaling your business? Let's start with that. We'll use this as an example.
Well, you know, by scaling my business, we're just going to kind of narrow it down to our target audience instead of having such a broad scale of providing marketing services to across all industries. We're, you know, just narrowing it down a bit. So that's going to be beneficial for Virtual Ingenuity. And for a lot of businesses, people or business owners, entrepreneurs start out with just kind of trying to service everybody. Mm-hmm. And then that could, you know, run into a lot of issues. So I think it's important to narrow it down, really find out what you love to do. What clients are your ideal clients? What clients make you happy? What industries really do you want to cater to?
All right. So let's use the ABT as just a strategy tool right now with you, which essentially is also a story tool. How long has Virtual Ingenuity been in business?
We've been in business, Park, for 6 years.
6 years. So Virtual Ingenuity has been in business for 6 years. And how have you had success? What is the main thing that you do that makes you successful? Not your customers, but your product or offering.
What makes Virtual Ingenuity successful is our 25 plus years really of marketing experience that we bring to the table, our organization skills, and our processes that we really effortlessly put into place that's really tailor-made for each individual to succeed in showcasing their brand. whether it be
Okay.
social media or content writing.
So you have a proven process to help them. After 25 years of experience, 6 years in business, you have a proven process that you have grown your customers by X amount,
yes,
right?
Correct.
But you yourself are not growing or scaling as quickly as you could because you are trying to be all things to all people, because you have not narrowed the focus to that one audience that makes up 80% of your business. It's the basic Pareto principle, right?
That is correct.
20% of your audience is going to make up 80% of your business. And usually you can say that's one audience that, you know, the 20% of those customers. Therefore, you are, so this is the statement of consequence. Therefore, you are now readdressing the strategy about how you're going after that customer. And who is that number one audience or customer you're going for?
That is absolutely correct.
Yep. Who is it though? Can you define them?
Yeah. So that client, that ideal customer for me is a business that's already been established for at least, you know, three to five years at least in that mm-hmm. field, that already has their business plan. You wouldn't believe how many businesses don't have a business plan. So they know what the strategy is, or at least they have a strategy, a business strategy. They've got the business plan. They already have that business strategy, and they just need a little bit of a boost on how to grow their brand. So in other words, they want to also maybe scale their business as well, advertise, get more visibility to their brand and their business.
Yeah. So they have a business strategy. They have a business plan that makes sense. They've thought through it. They just don't have a brand development plan.
Correct.
To help accentuate the power of that business plan, right?
That is correct.
All right. So therefore, I'm now going to solely focus on that 3 to 5 year old business that has a promising business plan, but is lacking a brand, you know, activation, a brand storytelling plan, whatever you would want to say. So there you've used the ABT as a strategy tool. You start with a statement of agreement, which is always positive. You know, we bring 25 years of experience in the brand and marketing business to Virtual Ingenuity, a 6-year company that has been helping brands across the board. But we aren't growing or scaling as quickly as we like because we have been all things to all people. Therefore, to ignite our growth by 10%, we are going to focus only on those small companies that are 3 to 5 years old with a proven business model in place, but need help with their branding program, the marketing program, to accentuate the power and the growth of their business plan. Something like that, right?
Correct. Yep. That's right.
So now we've used it setup. That's that statement of agreement, that positive and statement of agreement. But here's the problem. We're not growing because of this. Therefore, here's the statement of consequence. Here's what we're going to do about it. Now, we've used that as a strategy tool, but it uses the same 3-act structure principles of storytelling. Set up the statement of agreement, problem, act 2, you know, here's the but problem because of this. Therefore, here's the way forward. Now, let's take it one step deeper. Now, let's place your audience at the center of your story. Right now, the first ABT we did, we placed you and your brand at the center of the story as a strategy doc as to what you want to do. Now, to get really powerful in that strategy, let's write a quick little ABT story from your ideal audience's perspective. And we're going to do the pronoun shift, Claudine, and from we to you, and you being your audience, you not being you, Claudine, you in this is you speaking directly to your audience. So how would you again define them? If you were starting with you are a 3 to 5 year old company with a proven business plan in place, and you're excited about the opportunity for growth in your industry. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Statement of agreement. It's all positive, right?
Right.
You've identified that person. You own this small to medium-sized business, 3 to 5 years old, proven business plan in place, and you're excited about the growth of your industry. Now, the problem that you are going to solve for them, but you, customer client, are not growing as quickly as you could because you don't have a dedicated brand marketing plan in place to accentuate the power of your business plan. Therefore, you know, then it comes back to you. Therefore, compound your growth by 10% over the next 12 months when you tap into the 25-year plus knowledge of virtual ingenuity, where we have a proven process in place that will help you bring that brand marketing dynamic to the business model to grow your sales, something like that. So do you see what I've done there? I've now flipped the script and placed the audience at the center of the story. What's in it for them relative to what you have to offer? And why is that important to them? To get them nodding in agreement, saying, gee, Claudine actually understands me and appreciates what I want. But you, client, don't currently have it because you don't have a proper brand / marketing program in place. So now you're demonstrating that you're empathizing with them. So if agreement, contradiction, and consequence are the three forces of story that our limbic brain loves, I maintain that to build trust, you also have three forces of demonstrating your understanding, your appreciation, your understanding of what they want, your appreciation for why that's important to them, and your empathy for why they don't currently have it. Therefore, you are positioning yourself at Virtual Ingenuity as the go-to resource for them. They'll say, geez, Claudine actually knows me. She understands me. She gets me, you know? And that's what you're looking for. And you're using the ABT then as a strategy tool, as well as a storytelling tool.
That's wonderful, Park. And, you know, in previous episodes, we've often talked about it, always keeps coming back to this, is building trust. Building trust is so important. I mean, of course, that's how business owners stay in business, right? You know, and also you under promise and over deliver, right? So, I mean, also it's so important. So going back a little bit, Park, to the ABT framework, this is nothing new, is it? I mean, well, it's been around for years.
It's been around since the beginning of storytelling, actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So tell us a little bit about that and where that stemmed from.
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because when I read Randy's second book, Connection, his publisher had sent it to me back in 2013 to review before it went to publishing. And by the way, they didn't know me from Adam. They just knew that I hosted this show and was hoping to get Randy on. Well, when I was reading through it, and this ABT hit me upside the head, and I said, Claudine, where has this been my whole life? I mean, this seems like this magical tool in branding and marketing to make a complex message simple so that customers can easily digest it using this framework. And then I got to talking with Randy, and he was very excited about it, where he found it in Hollywood. And so I went and started doing some digging. And do you realize that basically the ABT is found in the very first recorded story of Gilgamesh? It follows the same three-act structure, and it also follows the hero's journey. Now, those storytellers back then knew nothing of the hero's journey or the ABT. They were just telling stories as they heard them around. So it is embedded in our brain. But I went looking, and I thought, where else has the ABT appeared in our lives? Well, let me ask you this. Do you like nursery rhymes? Do you remember as a little girl growing up with nursery rhymes? Sure. What's one of your favorite nursery rhymes?
Ooh, one of my favorite.
Does a nursery rhyme pop to mind?
You know, I'm from Jamaica, so my nursery rhymes may be a little bit different, but there are so many Anansi stories that I like, but you may not be familiar with that. Anansi, yeah. The spider. An American story rhyme.
I'll share one with you.
Just, yeah.
You're speaking of a spider, right?
Yes.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet,
that's right,
eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say that to you, I never once use the word and, but, or therefore, but it's all implied in the structure, right? Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet and she was eating her curds and whey. That's act one, statement of agreement, setting the scene. We can all agree that's what's going on. Here comes a complication. But along came a spider who sat down beside her, triggers that survival mechanism. Oh my God, what did she do about that? Therefore, it frightened Miss Muffet away. So when you look at almost any nursery rhyme that we, at least here in America and the Western world, grew up with. By the way, Jamaicans are marvelous storytellers. So you grew up in a storytelling culture, you know, like no other. And I know you live down in Birmingham, Alabama. I've also noticed that the Southeast of America are amazing storytellers. There's something about the culture in the Southeast that they just get it and they just share it. So I was looking at that, Little Miss Muffet. Then I looked at President Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. Mm. Perfect, embedded, three ABTs, one after another. And here's the interesting thing about that, Claudine. Did you know with Lincoln's address at Gettysburg that day that he was not the actual keynote speaker, that another gentleman went on stage before him and he was the main event? This other gentleman spoke for 2 hours and he's lost to time. His name is Edward Everett, and he was a self-proclaimed former Secretary of State. And then Lincoln got on stage right after him to give his now iconic address. Do you know how long the Gettysburg Address is?
How long is it?
2 minutes.
That's it.
It's only 2 minutes. It's roughly 272 words. And when you read through it, essentially, I'll paraphrase, we were once a great and mighty nation, but now we're embroiled in this great civil war. Therefore, these dead shall not have died in vain if we do this. That's essentially the and but therefore. So when I started looking through it, I just found the ABT absolutely everywhere. And now that your listeners and viewers have heard about it, they start paying attention to it. They're going to see it in the New York Times on the front page. They're going to listening to NPR. NPR uses this same framework to set up their oncoming, segments that are coming up. You'll see it in advertisements across the board. It blows you away how ubiquitous this ABT is, not something we invented, but something that was revealed to us through our studies from history, from Hollywood and whatever. And now we've used it, we teach it everywhere, and people, it blows their mind how powerful it is. Engagement goes up 400, 500% on social media just simply by using the ABT in tweets, in TikTok, and whatever, because you are playing to the limbic brain, that subconscious brain, that pattern-seeking brain that recognizes the setup problem resolution dynamic, and it will capture its attention over any other of the noise. That's why I say use the ABT to hack through the noise and hook the hearts of your audiences out there.
Right. I mean, that's amazing that you mentioned that, because it's just the ABT framework, because really, Park, it's just three words. And, but, therefore, that's it. Three words. You know, it's like Correct. Our ABCs, right? So three words, and, but, therefore. And we know that it works. We know that it works. So what is you talked a little bit about the return on investment, but let's dive a little bit deeper into that. What's the return of investment of using the ABT framework for, we can say for businesses?
All right. So one of my customers, my client is Trimble. They're out of Denver. They've been around since, I think, 1976. They now have this gigantic SaaS platform, software as a service platform, internationally for the heavy construction agricultural business. And I worked with their sales and marketing team last year, taught them about the and but therefore, and then they hired me as a story coach over the course of the next several months. And we did something really interesting, Claudine. In March of 2022, they were running a very intense LinkedIn campaign through five of the countries that they operate in. Of course, the US, Germany, French, the UK, United Kingdom, and there was a fifth one that is EMEA in Asia. And so what they did is they would send me their content for the campaign, and I didn't rewrite it. I simply reordered it using the and, but, therefore. So they did an A-B test. here's what they did in March, which was what they normally would put out. And then April, it was all ABT-fied. Again, I didn't rewrite it. I reordered the content, which had a little rewriting in it, but I didn't full sail rewrite it. I can tell you that engagement on those posts went up 400%. And the only thing they did differently was to rewrite the ABT. So that's one example, engagement. Number two, Sharp Electronics. I was doing a teaching, a coaching session with 125 of their sales and marketing team. And I showed them a before and after. I took one of their landing pages that was the usual blah, 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 blah. Aren't we great? The chest pounding, Sharp is this, Sharp is that. You know, you should just obviously land on the conclusion that Sharp is your best thing, which, you know, nobody wants to do. So I rewrote it. I cut it by 2/3. I rewrote it from the audience's perspective, what it is they want relative to their copying machines and whatever. But why don't they currently have it? Why is their productivity stuck on pause? Therefore, here's how they're going to get it through Sharp. Well, one of their lead head sales guys literally lifted my ABT, used it the very next day in a presentation. And he said he had been trying to close this business for 6 months, getting nowhere. And he said, as soon as I dropped that ABT in, I could feel the energy in the room change. And he had a signed deal within an hour and a half of his presentation. And he went out of his way to write an email saying, the only thing I did different was using the ABT. That's what closed this sale. So that's another example of it. And then when people use it in branding, so a lot of your listeners, you know, if they're that young business out there, they've got a great business going, but they're not getting the growth that they want. Therefore, use the ABT. See, I just use the ABT on you right there. Because like we did with you, first use it as that strategy tool to understand who it is you are for, that number one audience. Then write another ABT from their perspective as to why you are their most relevant, urgent offering going out there in what it is that they want, in your case, around branding and marketing and so forth. In other cases, it could be whatever industry they're in and how they become the go-to resource for that number one customer. Mm.
It's a lot of information, Park, and it's a lot of valuable, pertinent information that our audience needs to know. And this is so great because that you're teaching this, because even if you've been in business, a business owner has been in business for, 10 years, this is a great refresher for them, you know, to really just get back into the core of why they're doing what they're doing, who they're ideal target audiences, and how they can help their target audience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I learned about this 10 years ago, and I've been in the branding marketing business, as you mentioned, 35 plus years, but I wished I'd learned about the ABT in the third grade. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just that powerful. In fact, a lot of the people that we teach and train on this will take it home and teach their kids how to use it for term papers, to get into colleges, even the writing of their resumes and their cover letters on how to use the ABT, because it does a couple things too that I think are really important. Number one, you and I were talking about earlier, this paradigm shift from talking about ourselves and our brand to our customer, placing them at the center of the story. They are the hero of the journey. That's paradigm shift number one. You do that by simply using that pronoun, you. It makes you think of the person that you're talking to as if they're sitting right across the table from you. So that's story tip number one. Number two, and you kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, your stories are not about what you make, but what you make happen in people's lives. People actually don't really care about your product or service or your widget. They only care about how that product, service, or widget will benefit them. So think about this. Make the pronoun shift from offering to outcomes. Always talk about the outcome first. And then it is important to now level it up into their logical reason brain and say, and I've got a proven process to get you there. But don't lead with the proven process, because now you're asking them to do that leap of faith that, oh, Claudine, Park, you know, whoever has a proven process, it must be good. No, show it to me being good, and then demonstrate to me how you get there through your process.
That's right. And I do want to say two part, that's fantastic. There is also a thin line of not giving away too much of the outcomes, right? Of how to get, I guess, of how to get from the offerings to the outcomes. Because a lot of times businesses, you know, we're writing these proposals, we're offering our services, right? And we're providing a solution. But I think at least with me and other colleagues, there's a thin line there with going from, okay, this is what I can offer you. This is what you need. This is what I can offer you. And here are the outcomes, but not giving away too much in that proposal. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. I would flip that, Claudine.
Would you? Tell me how.
I would say, here's what you want. Here are the outcomes. I would start with outcomes first. So again, you're demonstrating to them that you understand what they want, appreciate why it's important to them, and empathize with why they don't have it. So a lot of times those outcomes are right up top. You want to say, you have this, you know, a great business, a wonderful business plan, and you are excited to grow your company by 10 times or whatever that is. I mean, that's the outcome they're looking for. Or you're excited to really own that number one position in the marketplace to grow your company. Or you're excited to be able to communicate that brand story to attract and retain the absolute best talent in your industry. I like to put that outcome in that statement of agreement to do what you're doing right now, is to get them nodding. Yes. Yes, Claudine, that's exactly what I'm looking for. But you don't currently have it because, and that word because is so important. It links it together. It's a conjunction word that says, here's the problem. You don't have it and it sucks, or it's frustrating because of this. And their limbic pattern seeking brain goes, yes, that's exactly right. Therefore, imagine what it's going to feel like. Paint that picture of what tomorrow will be like for them when you do this through our proven process at Virtual Ingenuity. So you, the brand, and your proven process don't get introduced to the very end of the therefore statement. That way it stays focused on your audience. And when you're writing proposals, every proposal I write when people call me, in fact, I'm just about ready to jump on another call for a big training session overseas. When I send that proposal over to them, that first paragraph is absolutely going to be an and, but therefore, from what I'm going to learn from this discovery call, what a win is for their audience, you know, but why they don't currently have it. Therefore, here's how I'm going to help you get there. Then I roll out the step-by-step process, but only after I've connected with that emotional limbic survival brain. You want this, but you don't have it because of this. Therefore, I'm your man to get there. In your case, therefore, I'm your woman. I am your agency to get there. And here's how we're going to do it.
Fantastic. I'm glad you threw that woman part in there, Park. that's a great point that you made, putting the outcomes in the statement of agreement first. That's yes. Really important. That's a great point. See, guys, I'm always learning for my guests when I do these podcasts as well. This is why, you know, I always say, listen to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. Everybody, even, you know, guests, hosts, we all get something out of this. We all take back a piece of information that we can use to grow with. So Park, thank you so much. That was a great point that you made. So where can my audience members learn how to craft and apply the ABT to dramatically grow their revenue then?
Yeah, well, one of the best places to go is to my website, businessofstory.com/ABT. It's just that easy. businessofstory.com/ABT. There it gives you kind of an outline of how to use it. It'll also lead you over to my quick online course. And Claudine, what that is I've got 3 20-minute or less modules. So in under an hour, you can walk through the three phases of the and, but therefore. The first one that we kind of covered today, those three words. ABT 201 is takes you a little bit deeper into the use of if-then clarity clause and the word because and how important that is. And then ABT 301 is about finding that singular narrative, just like you are so wisely doing for your company. Instead of being all things to all people, you now have a singular narrative around your top number one audience who you can serve and why that is so important. And in this course too, there are all kinds of examples of it, from branding to social media strategy to email writing. You literally can use the and, but, therefore, anywhere you need to have a message land right the first time. Claudine, do you have kids?
I do. I have two.
How old are they?
14 and 16. Yeah.
All right. So I want you to use the ABT on them now.
I will.
What's the biggest problem with one of them? Is it cleaning their room? Is it getting them off of the internet? What is it?
Yes. Cleaning up on time, because they, you know, one of mine, my daughter wants to clean up whenever she wants to clean up. So on yes. time, hitting that deadline.
So I want you to use an ABT on them. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. what's in it for them relative to cleaning their room, and why is that important to them? But why don't they currently have it? Because they're not cleaning their room. Therefore, imagine how wonderful life is going to be if you simply clean your room on a timely basis. You can literally use the ABT anywhere that you need to persuade your audience to see the world the way you see the world.
Park, you are simply amazing. Amazing. And this is why. This is why you have the number one business storytelling podcast of 2022, I'm telling you. So listen, I want to close, my friends, with, you know, my two questions. The first one, Park, is this. If our listeners could have one takeaway, and this is going to be tough, but one takeaway from what we talked about today, what is that one takeaway for you?
The one takeaway for me is to use storytelling. You have to understand the magic if you're going to cast the spell. If you want to hack through the noise and hook into the hearts of your audiences, the ABT is your tool. Believe me, Claudine, I'm a skeptic. I have looked everywhere for something as magical as this. I have now spent the last 10 years proofing it out, and I have seen it in action with ROI that comes from actual financial ROI to anecdotal stories that will blow your mind. So use story. We are all storytelling animals. I just want you to be intentional. I want you to move from being intuitive to intentional. The easiest, fastest way to do that is to start practicing your and, but, therefore frameworks.
And Park, you have showed us and given us different avenues in which the ABT framework works. So you guys, we have no excuse, you know, not to use this ABT framework. All right. So question number two for you, Park, is what is the one piece of advice that you wish someone had given you when starting your business?
You know, that one piece of advice came to me through a fortune out of a fortune cookie at a Chinese restaurant. And here's what it is. Do not mistake temptation for opportunity. Now, I did that my whole life. Oh, look at that. You know, oh, check out that route. I'm going to run down this. Oh, this looks cool. And I think while it was fun and it, you know, fanned the flames of my passions and my curiosities about how things work and how I could potentially apply them, the one thing in all my years now, I've been doing this an awful long time, is you have to assess, is this just a tempting way to to put something off?
Procrastinate.
Thank you, procrastinate. Yeah. Is this a waste of my time and energy, or is there absolute opportunity down the road that I should follow? So it's my way of don't mistake temptation for opportunity. Ask yourself, is this really worth my effort, or is it taking my eye off the ball? Just like you had said at the top of the show, Claudine, that your eye has gone from being all things to all people to this one really focused thing. And that's very normal for all businesses, by the way. We got to start by getting income, by talking to a lot of different people. But then once we really hone in who that audience is, we have to go with a singular focus. The ABT helps you do that as a strategy document, but as a storytelling structure as well. And it will enable you to help avoid those temptations and truly follow the pursuits that are going to lead to opportunity.
That's right. Okay. So friends, Brand Bewitchery is Park Howell's book. There is a reason why this book is so successful and why his podcast is so successful. He coaches internationally. My friends, if you have or you're part of a business that needs your team to learn the ABT framework to advance your business, get in touch with Park. Park, again, tell us where my studio audience can find you guys, my listening audience can find you.
Yeah, come on over to businessofstory.com. I've got a contact form there, or you can certainly find me on LinkedIn and just message me there. LinkedIn/ Park Howell. I'm lucky I've got a weird name, so it's easy to find. The other thing, Claudine, I would mention two things. So I've got the podcast going. And by the way, FeedSpot named me the number one business storytelling podcast for 2023 as well. So I've got 2 years running. I'm very proud of that. Currently, in show number 420 and episode 421, I am reading my book. So people can go and listen to Brand Bewitchery by just going to Business of Story podcast on iTunes and whatever. I also have a shorter, small guide called The Narrative Gym for Business that I wrote with my good friend, Dr. Randy Olson. And it's a 75-page guide that you can use that will help you craft your ABTs that you use across the board and everything. So you can check out both Brand Bewitchery and The Narrative Gym for Business on Amazon. It's the easiest, fastest way to get either one of those two books.
That's awesome. And that's where I'd actually gotten my book too, is Amazon. You'd sent me the electronic copy, but you know, I like to mark my book. So I, you know, went ahead and ordered it through Amazon. So thank you, Park.
I'm with you.
Appreciate that.
I do the same thing.
Yes. Park, you've been an amazing guest. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. My friends, you can listen to more of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. We'd love for you to give us your feedback. Be sure to share, like, subscribe, rate, comment. And I just want to say too, Park, that the business concept named Virtual Ingenuity, the best in business for 2023. So guys, we are moving and awesome. We're making an impact. You know, our motto is let's impact together. So
that's fantastic.
Thank you so much, Park. We are we're moving together. We're moving upwards together, right?
Absolutely.
It's always such a pleasure to talk with you. My friends, if you'd like to grow your brand, just contact Virtual Ingenuity, where you know that we enhance your company's visibility, your productivity, and your growth with our marketing, branding, and strategic planning. You also know where to find Park Howell. Thank you so much for listening to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast, my friends. As we always say, let's impact together.